Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a gripping tale titled, Blood Money. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Blood Money, Chapter 1, A Calculated Betrayal. In the dimly lit office of a nondescript high-rise in downtown Chicago, Damon Kane balanced the weight of two lives. On paper, he was a mild-mannered accountant, the kind who blended into the background at corporate parties and kept meticulous spreadsheets. But beneath the surface, Damon was the trusted financial gatekeeper for the Moretti Crime Syndicate, one of the most ruthless families in the Midwest. For years, Damon had played the part of the loyal servant. He turned a blind eye to the blood-stained dollars that flooded his ledgers and ignored the whispered threats that hovered over his every transaction. But something had changed. The air had grown thicker with tension, the whispers louder, and Damon realized one undeniable truth: no one in the Moretti family retired peacefully. The plan had been months in the making. Damon siphoned small amounts from the family's offshore accounts, numbers so insignificant they barely made ripples. But over time, those ripples turned into a tsunami, one he planned to ride to freedom with $25 million in his grasp. Everything hinged on precision. His escape was set for midnight. A private plane awaited at a secluded airstrip, its pilot paid handsomely for discretion. But as the clock ticked closer, Damon's nerves began to unravel. The slightest misstep could mean his life. Unknown to Damon, he wasn't the only one watching the numbers. Dominic Moretti, the family's sharp-eyed enforcer, had noticed discrepancies. He didn't trust Damon, and in the Moretti world, trust was the only currency worth more than money. As Damon packed his bags with trembling hands, the Morettis were closing in, their suspicions growing by the hour. It wasn't just about the money anymore, it was about betrayal. And in their world, betrayal demanded blood. Blood Money, Chapter 2, Shadows Close In. The hum of the private jet's engines was faint in the distance, its promise of freedom tantalizingly close. Damon Kane sped down the barren highway in a sleek black sedan, the duffel bag beside him bursting with crisp bills, a lifetime's worth of wealth packed into $25 million stolen dollars. The desert moonlight cast eerie shadows over the empty road, and every mile put him closer to the border, to safety. But Damon's freedom came with a price, a hefty one. Back in the city, Dominic Moretti wasn't sleeping. He wasn't the type to rest when something didn't feel right, and tonight, his gut screamed betrayal. The discrepancies in the accounts weren't just errors, they were deliberate, calculated. And the only man who had that level of access was Damon. Dominic's jaw tightened as he lit a cigarette, his sharp eyes scanning the ledger one last time before tossing it aside. "Call the team," Dominic growled to one of his men. "No one steals from us and lives to tell about it." Word spread quickly among the Moretti ranks, and soon, the syndicate was mobilized. Damon's face was distributed to their network of informants, his usual haunts staked out by enforcers. Dominic didn't care where Damon was running, he cared only that the man would pay in blood for his treachery. The betrayal unravels. Damon, unaware of how close the wolves were, stopped at a desolate gas station, his hands trembling as he filled the tank. He avoided the gaze of the attendant, his paranoia mounting with every passing moment. The cashier's polite smile felt like a threat, the hum of an approaching car like the drumbeat of impending doom. As Damon pulled back onto the highway, his phone buzzed. He had tossed his main phone into the river hours earlier, but he carried a burner for emergencies. The message was simple, chilling. "You can't run forever, Damon. We'll find you." The blood drained from his face. Only one person could have sent that, Dominic. The Morettis had found out. His heart pounded as his mind raced. Had they tracked his movements? Did they know about the airstrip? He checked the rearview mirror compulsively, searching for headlights that might belong to the syndicate's enforcers. Every mile now felt like an eternity, every shadow a potential killer. Damon knew the Morettis were relentless. Once you crossed them, there was no turning back. Dominic tightens the noose. Back in the Moretti stronghold, Dominic gathered his team. Damon thinks he's smart, but I know his kind. He's running scared, desperate to stay one step ahead. That's where he'll make mistakes. Dominic's men began combing through the last known movements of Damon's burner phone. Within hours, they had a lead, a vague one, but enough to follow. They sent out a crew to stake out the small airstrip in the desert, betting Damon was heading there. Dominic wasn't taking any chances. He wanted eyes everywhere. Dead or alive, bring him back, Dominic said, his voice cold. And make sure he understands the consequences of betrayal. The chase begins. Damon finally reached the secluded airstrip. The small jet gleamed under the moonlight, its pilot already preparing for takeoff. Relief washed over him as he sped toward the hangar, the adrenaline in his veins giving way to hope. He was going to make it. But just as he exited the car, the roar of engines shattered the stillness. Three black SUVs barreled toward the airstrip, their headlights cutting through the darkness like blades. Damon froze, his breath catching in his throat. The Moretus had arrived. Without hesitation, he grabbed the duffel bag and sprinted toward the jet, his legs burning as he pushed himself harder than ever before. The pilot shouted something unintelligible, gesturing frantically for him to hurry. Behind him, the SUVs screeched to a halt, and armed men spilled out, their weapons gleaming ominously. Damon Kane. Dominic's voice boomed across the airstrip. You think you can steal from us and walk away? Damon didn't respond. There was no point. The time for words had passed. This was survival now, a deadly game where the stakes were his life. As bullets began to fly, Damon dove behind a stack of crates, clutching the duffel bag tightly. The jet's engines roared louder, signaling its readiness for takeoff. Damon had seconds, maybe less, to make his move. Would he make it onto the plane? Or would the Moretus claim their blood money, and his life? Blood Money, Chapter 3, The Last Flight Out. The deafening roar of bullets tore through the airstrip as Damon Kane crouched behind the stack of crates, his heart pounding in his chest. The Moretus didn't waste time. Their enforcers fired relentlessly, their sharp commands cutting through the chaos like the crack of a whip. Damon clutched the duffel bag tighter, his mind racing for a way out. The private jet's engines screamed louder, vibrating with urgency. The pilot, a wiry man with a weathered face, leaned out of the cockpit window, shouting above the noise. If you're coming, you better come now. I'm not waiting for them to kill me. Damon knew this was it. His chance at freedom was dwindling with every passing second, every bullet ricocheting off the crates shielding him. Taking a deep breath, he darted out from his hiding spot, the duffel bag swinging wildly over his shoulder. The Moretti enforcers turned their weapons toward him, the muzzle flashes lighting up the night. Damon zigzagged across the open ground, his legs screaming in protest as he pushed himself forward. The plane was so close, just a few more steps. The narrow escape. Dominic Moretti stepped out of one of the SUVs, his cold, calculated demeanor unshaken by the chaos. He raised his hand, signaling his men to cease fire. Hold your fire. I want him alive. The sudden silence was jarring, but Damon didn't slow down. He reached the plane's steps and threw the duffel bag up to the pilot before hauling himself aboard. His lungs burned as he stumbled into the cabin, collapsing into a seat as the pilot powered up the jet. Buckle up, buddy, the pilot barked, slamming the cockpit door shut. This is going to be rough. Outside, Dominic watched the plane begin to taxi down the runway. His eyes narrowed. He wasn't the type to let things slip through his fingers, and he wasn't about to let Damon escape with millions of their money. He turned to one of his men, who handed him a radio. Bring it down, Dominic ordered, his voice ice cold. In the air. The jet lifted off, the ground falling away beneath it. Damon exhaled a shaky breath, his fingers digging into the armrests. He had made it. Against all odds, he was airborne, leaving the Moretus behind. For the first time in weeks, a sliver of hope crept into his thoughts. The pilot's voice crackled through the intercom. We're clear for now, but don't celebrate yet. They've got connections. You think they don't have people at air traffic control? Damon's stomach sank. He hadn't considered that. The Moretus' reach was vast, their influence extending far beyond the streets of Chicago. As the jet climbed higher, he glanced out the window, half expecting to see something, anything, indicating the Moretus were still on his tail. Dominic's next move. On the ground, Dominic watched the jet disappear into the night sky. He turned to one of his lieutenants, a burly man named Vito. Contact our people. I want that plane tracked. What about the money? Vito asked. Dominic's jaw tightened. It's not about the money anymore. It's about the message. Damon thought he could betray us and walk away. I want him found, and I want him to know there's no running from me. Vito nodded and pulled out his phone, already barking orders to their network of informants. Dominic lit a cigarette, his eyes fixed on the horizon. He wasn't worried. Damon's escape was temporary at best. Trouble in the skies. As the jet cruised at 30,000 feet, Damon tried to steady his nerves. The duffel bag sat on the seat beside him, a silent reminder of the risks he'd taken. He opened it, letting the stacks of cash spill out slightly. Freedom was expensive, but he'd paid his dues. Or so he thought. The pilot's voice cut through his thoughts. We've got a problem. Damon's heart sank. What kind of problem? Looks like we've got company, the pilot said grimly. Small aircraft, no transponder. It's not friendly. Damon leaned toward the cockpit window, his blood running cold. In the distance, a small plane was approaching fast. He could just make out the outline of a figure in the cockpit, and the glint of something metallic, likely a weapon. Are you telling me they're shooting at us? Damon asked, panic creeping into his voice. Not yet, the pilot said, his hands gripping the controls tightly. But they will. You better pray I can lose them. A deadly chase. The private jet banked sharply, throwing Damon against the cabin wall. Outside, the smaller plane was closing in, its engine roaring like a predator hunting its prey. Damon scrambled to his seat, clutching the duffel bag as the pilot performed evasive maneuvers. The first burst of gunfire rattled the jet, the bullets tearing through the tail section. Alarms blared in the cockpit, and the pilot cursed under his breath. We're hit. Hold on back there, I'm gonna try to put us down. Damon's heart pounded as the jet began to descend rapidly. The cabin shook violently, and the lights flickered. He clung to the duffel bag as if it were his lifeline, his mind racing. If they went down, he'd be at the mercy of whoever was in that smaller plane, and he doubted mercy was on their agenda. Crash landing. The jet skidded onto a desolate stretch of desert, sparks flying as the landing gear gave out. Damon was thrown forward, the impact knocking the wind out of him. When the plane finally came to a stop, silence filled the cabin, broken only by the pilot's labored breathing. Get out, the pilot rasped. They'll be here any second. Damon didn't need to be told twice. Grabbing the duffel bag, he stumbled out of the wreckage, his legs barely supporting him. In the distance, the smaller plane circled like a vulture, its intentions clear. As Damon limped toward the cover of nearby rocks, he realized one chilling truth: the Moretus weren't just chasing their money, they were chasing him. And in their world, there was no escape. Blood Money, Chapter 4, A Game of Survival. The desert stretched endlessly in every direction, its silence broken only by the distant hum of the circling plane. Damon Kane crouched behind a jagged outcropping of rock, clutching the duffel bag to his chest. His breath came in short, ragged gasps, his mind racing as the dust from the crash still settled around him. The cold reality set in, the Moretus were closer than ever, and he was running out of options. The pilot's voice rang out from behind the plane's smoldering wreckage. You've got to keep moving. They'll be on us in minutes. Damon turned to see the man struggling to free himself from his harness, blood trickling from a gash on his forehead. The plane's crash landing had been brutal, but survival demanded more than luck, it required decisiveness. Damon hesitated for a split second, torn between leaving the pilot and ensuring his own survival. The cold pragmatist in him screamed to run, but something deeper, a shred of humanity, pulled him back. He dropped the duffel bag momentarily and rushed to the pilot's side. "Come on, let's go," Damon grunted, pulling the man free. The pilot stumbled but managed to stay upright, his face pale but determined. Together, they made their way toward the rocky outcroppings, the oppressive heat of the desert sun already bearing down on them. Overhead, the small plane dipped lower, its shadow sweeping across the ground like a predator marking its prey. Dominic's shadow looms. Back in Chicago, Dominic Moretti stood in front of a digital map, tracking Damon's last known movements. A red dot blinked steadily, marking the location of the crash site. Vito stood beside him, his brow furrowed as he updated Dominic on the situation. "The pilot made it out, and so did Damon," Vito said. "The tracker in the duffel bag is still active." Dominic smirked, the kind of cold, cruel smile that sent shivers down spines. "Good. Let him run. The desert has a way of breaking even the most determined men. But just in case, send another team. I want this finished tonight." Vito nodded and left the room, leaving Dominic alone with his thoughts. Damon's betrayal wasn't just a financial loss. It was a challenge to Dominic's authority, a crack in the foundation of his empire. And Dominic Moretti didn't tolerate cracks. The desert's wrath. Damon and the pilot pushed forward, the rocky terrain unforgiving beneath their feet. The pilot, whose name Damon had learned was Frank, stumbled repeatedly, his injuries slowing them down. "Why didn't you just leave me?" Frank asked between labored breaths. "Let's just say I've got enough blood on my hands," Damon replied, his voice strained. "Besides, I might need you." Frank laughed bitterly. "You don't strike me as the type who does anything without a reason." Before Damon could respond, the faint rumble of engines echoed across the desert. Both men froze, their eyes scanning the horizon. Dust clouds billowed in the distance, vehicles, and they were coming fast. "They're here," Damon said grimly. He adjusted the strap of the duffel bag and grabbed Frank by the arm. "Move." The two men scrambled toward a narrow canyon ahead, hoping the rocky walls would provide some cover. The sound of the vehicles grew louder, closer, and Damon's pulse quickened. He knew the Morettis wouldn't stop until they had what they wanted, their money and his head. A desperate stand. The canyon was narrow and treacherous, its jagged walls towering over them like silent sentinels. Damon and Frank slipped into the shadows, pressing themselves against the cool rock as the vehicle screeched to a halt at the canyon's entrance. Damon peeked around the corner, his stomach sinking at the sight of the Moretis enforcers disembarking from three black SUVs. Dominic wasn't with them, but his men were armed to the teeth, their movements precise and coordinated. "We're trapped," Frank whispered, panic creeping into his voice. "Not yet," Damon replied, his mind racing. He reached into the duffel bag and pulled out one of the stacks of cash, his fingers trembling slightly. He shoved it into Frank's hands. "Here. Take this and run." "What? No way," Frank protested. "Listen to me," Damon said, his voice low but urgent. "They're here for the money, not you. Throw it in the opposite direction and keep running. I'll draw them away." Frank hesitated but eventually nodded, his face pale with fear. Clutching the money, he darted deeper into the canyon while Damon prepared himself for what was coming. The chase. Damon waited until the enforcers were close before stepping into the open, the duffel bag slung over his shoulder. He raised his hands mockingly, a smirk playing on his lips. "Looking for me?" he called out, his voice echoing off the canyon walls. The enforcers froze for a moment before raising their weapons. "Drop the bag, Damon," one of them shouted. Damon didn't answer. Instead, he turned and bolted down the canyon, his feet pounding against the uneven ground. The enforcers gave chase, their shouts blending with the sound of gunfire as bullets ricocheted off the rocks around him. He darted through narrow crevices and over rocky outcroppings, his every step fueled by desperation. The duffel bag weighed heavily on his shoulder, but he didn't dare let it go. It was his ticket to freedom, if he could survive. A glimmer of hope. As the chase continued, Damon spotted a faint glimmer of water in the distance. An oasis. It wasn't much, but it was something, a chance to regroup, to plan his next move. He pushed himself harder, his body screaming in protest. The enforcers were closing in, their shouts growing louder. Damon knew he was running out of time. He reached the edge of the oasis and dove into the shallow pool, the cold water shocking his overheated body. He submerged himself, clutching the duffel bag tightly, and waited. Above the surface, the enforcers arrived, their weapons at the ready. They scanned the area, their eyes narrowing as they searched for any sign of him. "He couldn't have gotten far," one of them muttered. Damon held his breath, his heart pounding as he prayed they wouldn't find him. The water rippled slightly, betraying his presence, and one of the enforcers stepped closer, his weapon trained on the pool. Time seemed to stand still as Damon prepared for the worst. Blood Money, Chapter 5, No Way Out. The shallow oasis water pressed cold against Damon Kane's skin as he held his breath, his heart pounding against his ribs like a war drum. Above him, the Moretti enforcers scanned the area, their weapons gleaming under the merciless desert sun. Damon could see their shadows moving closer, distorted on the rippling surface of the pool. One enforcer, a towering man with a shaved head and a scar slicing through his left eyebrow, crouched by the edge of the water. His eyes narrowed as he examined the faint ripples spreading outward. Damon's lungs burned, the need for air growing unbearable. He tightened his grip on the duffel bag, bracing himself. Suddenly, a sharp whistle cut through the tense silence. "Move out," one of the enforcers barked. "He's not here." The scarred man hesitated, his gaze lingering on the water, before standing and stepping back. Damon stayed submerged, his body trembling from the cold and the adrenaline coursing through his veins. He waited until the sound of footsteps faded into the distance, then slowly surfaced, gasping for air. A fateful decision. Damon crawled out of the pool, the duffel bag clutched tightly in his hands. The Morettis had left, but he knew better than to think he was safe. They were methodical, relentless. If they hadn't found him here, they would set up checkpoints, block escape routes, and hunt him down. Exhausted but determined, Damon pushed himself to his feet. The oasis offered little shelter, and the duffel bag, his prize and curse, felt heavier with every step. He scanned the horizon, searching for anything that could give him an edge. In the distance, a jagged line of cliffs loomed, their sharp peaks jutting against the sky like the teeth of a beast. Damon set his sights on them. If he could reach higher ground, he might be able to spot a path out of this hellish landscape. The final confrontation. As Damon climbed the rocky cliffs, the weight of the duffel bag pulling at his shoulder, he heard the distant growl of engines. Panic gripped him, but he forced himself to keep moving, his hands scraping against the jagged rocks. He reached the summit just as the Moretti SUVs roared into view, their black silhouettes stark against the golden desert. Dominic Moretti stepped out of the lead vehicle, his tailored suit an odd contrast to the harsh environment. His piercing gaze swept over the cliffs until it landed on Damon. He smirked, a predator who had cornered his prey. "Damon Kane," Dominic called, his voice calm but menacing. "You've given us quite the chase." Damon stood at the edge of the cliff, the duffel bag at his feet. The drop behind him was steep, the rocks below promising a swift end. He clenched his fists, his mind racing for a way out. "Let me go, Dominic," Damon shouted back. "You've got more money than you can count. Let this one go." Dominic laughed, a cold, hollow sound. "It's not about the money, Damon. It's about trust. You broke it, and now I have to make an example of you." Dominic gestured, and two enforcers began climbing the cliff toward Damon. Their movements were slow but deliberate, their weapons slung over their shoulders. Damon backed up until his heels were at the cliff's edge. "Don't make this harder than it has to be," Dominic said. Come down, hand over the money, and I'll make it quick. Damon's eyes flicked to the duffel bag, then to the approaching enforcers. He knew Dominic's promises were as empty as the desert itself. If he surrendered, he was as good as dead. A final gamble. Damon reached down and unzipped the duffel bag, pulling out a stack of cash. He held it up, letting the wind catch the edges of the bills. You want the money? Damon yelled. Go get it. With a swift motion, he tossed the stack over the edge. The bills fluttered like leaves, scattering in the wind before spiraling down the cliff. Dominic's men paused, their eyes following the cascade of money. Damon seized the moment. He grabbed the duffel bag and hurled it with all his strength into the ravine. The bag tumbled through the air, spilling its contents like confetti. No! Dominic roared, his calm facade shattering. He shoved the enforcers aside and began climbing the cliff himself, his fury propelling him upward. Damon turned and sprinted along the cliff's edge, his legs aching with every step. He didn't look back, he couldn't afford to. The sound of Dominic's voice, barking orders to his men, was a constant reminder of the danger closing in. The ultimate price. Damon's path ended abruptly at another sheer drop. Below, jagged rocks jutted out, waiting to claim anyone who fell. He turned, his chest heaving, as Dominic and two enforcers closed the distance. There was nowhere left to run. Dominic climbed over the last boulder, his face twisted with rage. You've cost me a lot, Damon, he said, his voice venomous. But I'll take my payment in blood. Damon glanced at the drop behind him, then back at Dominic. You'll never get the money, he said, a faint smile tugging at his lips. Not a single dollar. Dominic raised his gun, leveling it at Damon's chest. Maybe not. But I'll get the satisfaction. As Dominic pulled the trigger, Damon made his choice. He stepped backward, letting gravity take him. The bullet whizzed past, missing him by inches as he plummeted toward the rocks below. Aftermath. The Moretta searched the ravine for hours but found no sign of Damon's body. The money was gone, scattered by the wind and water, irretrievable in the unforgiving terrain. Dominic returned to Chicago empty-handed, his reputation tarnished by Damon's defiance. The betrayal became a legend among the Morettas, a cautionary tale whispered in the shadows of their empire. And Damon Kane? Some said he died in the fall, his body claimed by the desert. Others believed he survived, living off the scattered money and fading into obscurity. But one thing was certain, in the end, Damon took what mattered most from Dominic, not just the money, but his pride.